With so much going on in this world, it's imperative that you stay tuned in to current events and your intuition, all while expanding your awareness. Talking with Tina holds space for you to call in for many intuitive tarot and medium readings, learn about ways to raise your vibration, and stay in touch with the latest. Let's talk. You know what? We're going to start over. Good evening and welcome to Talking with Tina. Listen, that was a great intro. And if y'all haven't tuned in, I'm going to pitch you talk and listen to Angel and what she's got going on. She's got some pretty amazing messages. But I want to welcome you to Talking with Tina. You know, it's just that wild night. I was talking to my producer and I said, hey, I'm feeling the ether. Something's going down. And then, of course, we start out with the wrong intro. But that's going to lead into exactly what we've got going on for our show. So let me get some of the details out of the way. 760-888-5700 is our call-in number. 760-888-5700. And when y'all call, please make sure you're in a place free of distractions so I can hear what's going on with you and what your ultimate question is. The more laser-focused you are with your question, the better I can support because I'm clear when I'm looking at the cards. 760-888-5700. I love hearing from where you're calling, so if you don't mind sharing that, please do. And I also enjoy, of course, knowing your name. Part of the beauty of the tarot is getting to connect so quickly, even though we're not sitting in the same room looking at the same thing. We still have that opportunity. 760-888-5700. And if y'all want to learn a little bit more about me, you can find me by my handle at I Hear Tarot. Mm-hmm. It's on Facebook. It's on the website, the www. Take a look. Reach out to me. I plan on sending some promotions out too. So if you'd like to join my mailing list, I'd love to have you. Today we are going to talk, we've got a few things to talk about today. But I want to set the record straight for the cards. I was talking to my producer last week, or a couple of weeks ago after a show, and sometimes there's some satisfaction on your reading, right? On what I'm saying to you or what's coming through. Now, there's a number of reasons why that can happen, right? But I want to address when you're asking something, the answer that you get. Or when you're asking something, the answer that you get doesn't really move you or isn't exactly what you wanted to hear, right? So we're going to talk about that. I want to clear up the air a little bit. And so you have an understanding of what you're sitting down to and what you're asking, right? We're going to talk about time because that's always a big question. And here's the beauty, y'all. Despite everything that's been happening for the past few months, despite the elections coming up, despite the rise and fall of the sunset, right? Despite all of this, we all come to the table. We all come to the table asking about the same things. Romantic relationship, career, friendship, and are you on the right path? And most of the time, all of those questions are you really serving your highest and greatest? Are you really fulfilled? Those questions, relationship, career, family, all of that really ties into, is this where you're supposed to be? Is this where you're supposed to be headed? And that gets into a whole other story of, do I actually have the faith and the strength to make that change? So we're going to talk a little bit about how that comes together because I've noticed in person, by phone, by Zoom, however you want to do it, by email, these same questions come up. And the beauty is we're all connected. We're all sharing this human experience. Male, female, older, younger, it doesn't matter. These same questions surface, which gives me faith in humanity. But let's get to the good stuff. I love connecting with y'all. So again, please share your name, share from where you're calling. Make sure you're in a place free of distraction. So turn down the radio, no background noise, just so I can really get everything that you're saying. That being said, I do believe we have a caller on standby. Oh, Heidi, are you there?
Oh, hello.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes, hi. How are you?
I'm doing well, my dear. Tell me, what's your name and where are you calling in from?
My name is Lizzie, and I'm calling from New York City.
Oh, my love. Well, thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. What's on your mind and how can I support?
Oh, please. Okay. I think I know the answer to this question. I'm intuitive, too. I just kind of want to lay it out. I keep hearing I keep hearing a theme song, and it says, the I Love New York song. I hear that.
Oh, uh-huh.
That's one.
Okay.
And then I keep getting a second word. I forget. I had it in my head right before I called the show, but I keep hearing the song, I Love New York and Never Look Back. That's what it is. I Love New York and the words Never Look Back. So I think I might have answered my question, and I want to see what you pick up.
Yeah, so thank you. I love the backstory. So what was coming through, Lizzie, and I'll pull some cards, but what was coming through as you were describing that picture and that scene, I was getting someone that's maybe left from their homeland and they're moving to New York, right? And they just can never look back and they're creating their future. But let me pull the cards and just see if there's anything else that wants to come through. Oh, interesting. So I do. Oh, interesting. You know, my loves, I actually get a lot of tapping into your strength, or maybe being in a situation or an experience where you're either having to remind someone to tap into their strength and work past everything that's going on with them, or maybe even choosing to cut ties, and that's just your choice and you have to keep moving. But it's interesting. It could go a couple of different ways, my love, and you being intuitive, that means you probably do connect on a deeper level with a lot of people, but it does feel like knowing how you're tied or if you're tied, truly restricted, right? And sometimes that can hang us up. If there is a gift and an opportunity to break that, but also being aware that that might just happen. Do you follow?
Yeah. So, yes.
So what do you think you're getting?
Going. Yeah. I'm cutting ties and I'm going to keep going. I'm not looking back. It's too late for that. It's too late.
What I was gonna say to that was, and that's sometimes the hardest part, because when you first meet and connect, that relationship is there, and you don't see any of the static happening or the potential of it ever happening because you have such a connection. So to break that off almost feels opposite of what we want to create, because we want to bring that love into our life versus walking away from it if we had it. So I'm getting that for you too, my love, but it feels like you're making a good mental decision and you're past the emotional part of it.
Yeah, I'm not looking back. I'm just going to keep going forward, because I can't really go into details. I mean, other people who have cut ties didn't look back and kept going forward and kind of settled. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to keep going and not look back. I don't want to go back to anything that that's no longer good for me. I wouldn't be able to do it.
No,
yeah,
you don't
want
to hang yourself up, definitely.
Nah, I don't want to do that. I don't want to go back. I can't. Mm-mm.
Yeah, no, I think you're set and you're feeling it and just kind of making your peace with it.
Yeah, that's what it is, because it's a shock. So I'm just going to keep going.
Yes, yes. It looks good for you, my love. I know. Yeah. It might come up. I'll tell you what. I just pulled a couple more cards for you, Lizzie. It might come up that you kind of like rethink or second guess yourself, but you're going to be able to get around that too, because like I said, I'm getting a lot of that mental clarity for you, and so you're not operating under emotions, which sometimes can be just, a hair trigger away from being right for the situation. So,
yeah, I got to stop doing that. You are so right. Yes, that's one thing I have to stop doing, is second guessing myself. I that's from childhood, and I know that it's gone, but I know. No turning back. That's it. I just I cut it off and no connections, and that's it. I've done it before, okay, with the family issue. I didn't look back on it. I kept going, and with this issue, I'm treating it the same way. No way. Never.
You're saying that, and something else is coming through for my love, but it feels really solid, and what was coming through was, and this just kind of taps into a lot of relationship questions, is sometimes we're like, well, I don't want to leave them because what if they're not in my life again? But if they were meant to or even want to be in your life, they'll find that path back to you. So you're solid in where you're going, and it's not, in quotes, wrong. So this feels really good for you, my love, and that might be why you're kind of hearing that theme song, which is just encouraging you to keep going.
Thank you. That's what, exactly what I'm doing, and I'm not looking back. I am good. My grandmother would kill me. But she already made this, helped me make this decision. She said no, absolutely not.
Well, you got to take care of yourself and do what you think is right for you, my love. So good for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, listen, my love, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Y'all, that's just a beautiful, beautiful segue into what we already started speaking on. Don't forget, 760-888-5700 is our call-in number. Love getting to share this hour with y'all because you get a better idea of how I read. Everyone has a different way. Everyone does. And it changes just depending on what's happening or what's happening with you, right? But you can find me at ihearatarot.com. Look me up on New Age Guild, 760-888-5700. But like I said, getting into that fear of and relationships, what if they don't come back? What if I walk out the door and they don't chase me down the street? And that's pretty scary. Even if that relationship is really good for you, in quotes, are not the greatest for you, right? And maybe your friends are like, good, who cares? But it matters to you because you have that connection. And you can't doubt that either, right? Because that's what makes us us. That's what makes us human. That's why we're here, right? And so that's a big fear. But like I said, if they want to be or their journey is to come back with you, they will find their way on that path. They will absolutely either make it happen or the universe, God, faith, source, however you look at it, will help them make their way back to you. You know, when you're stepping out, trusting yourself is the hardest thing to do because you're the one taking the action. So you just got to trust that and not make excuses. We have a tendency to do that. So, you know, I'm not judging. I'm just letting you know that's one of the questions that does come up, and it's a beautiful way to segue into that. Y'all, don't forget, 760-888-5700. That being said, I do believe we have another caller on standby. My dear, are you there?
Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Nicole. Yes, Nicole from New York.
Oh, my love. Well, that's pretty appropriate. Thanks for calling in, my dear.
Hi.
So what is on your mind?
I was thinking something like future, present, past kind of reading, if you can do that.
Yeah, we can do that. My love, you said future, present, past. Is that how you want to look at it?
Yeah.
Okay. I hear a little bit of background, my dear.
Okay, you want me to turn it off?
Ah, there you go. Thank you. So, future, present, past. So you're really interesting, my love. What I'm getting through for you is future, but I'm getting transition and completion of a phase of your life. So I know you might be thinking, okay, well, when you say future, I want to see something new. And in your case, my love, I'm actually seeing the completion of something, and it feels somewhat significant in your life. So I don't know what that is for you or what that could be for you. As far as present goes, you're coming up action. And again, maybe you're like sitting there like, you know, flipping through the TV guide and you're like, no, I'm not really feeling that. And again, it could be that's what needs to happen to make all of this come together. And you asked it backwards. Usually it's past, you know, present, future, but you want to see future first. So let me ask you this, my love. When I'm looking at past, I'm seeing, I don't know if romantic relationship is the right way to say it, but I'm seeing relationship and connection. So again, I don't know what that could be for you, but I am seeing that as somewhat significant. Are you following?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and again, ultimately, with the cards you're still saying, no matter how you look at them, if I am seeing transition for you, I am seeing action and emotion and connection. And it could be your masculine side that's surfacing and taking that action. But I can't tell that for you. It does feel somewhat close. as far as when this transition is going to happen. Everything for you is coming together like at one time. So, and that can be tough too, because if we have phases, we know how to handle it. But if it, everything is happening at once, it's tough to be prepared for that or even see it sometimes.
I have to go back in the hospital, and that's going to complete my life on the outside for a while. And the hospital is just psych ward, and I'm going to go back in there. And I'm going to start my life all over again.
You know, and thank you for sharing that. It could be, my love, that action we're seeing could be internal and external, because I'm seeing this Knight of Swords, and I like to share these. So, you know, if you go back and look these up, you can kind of get a better idea. But that's a lot of action and mental clarity and decision, my love. And that's you're going into battle almost. And so, you know, it could be why you're having to, like, put it on and, you know, you're going to be strong and all those characteristics that sometimes we link to males. But my love, I do see a lot of love around you, and maybe that's your faith. Maybe that's recognition. Maybe that space is going to allow you to open something up. So, I can't begin to tell you it's going to be perfect, but I do see, my love, that you're going to be strong and taking action on this. Definitely not a bad thing, because when we see this 21, that's like the last card of all the 78 cards. And that card is telling us, well, it's almost last card, but that card is telling us, hey, new everything. And that's new opportunities across the board. So hopefully that supports, my love.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Bye. Thanks.
Take care. You're welcome. So, and that, you know, it's a beautiful point, Nicole, my dear. Thank you for bringing that up too. We don't plan, right, for something to be difficult, and how brave to share that, to have to strip ourselves, no matter what it may be. Maybe it's easy for one person, it's difficult for the next. But to go in and to, even if you're not fearless, to own being fearless, right? Because every new experience is a new opportunity, right? That's what they say. And so it's a matter of holding on to that. And so when we see the world, we see completion. A lot of times we say that around new beginnings. But it could also be this is it. And the rest of the story is unwritten. So just keeping that in mind, you know, and we're gonna loop back to that. So when we're looking at the cards, there are 78 cards in the deck. I'm just gonna spit some knowledge here. There's 78 cards in the deck. These cards have been around since the 1500s. They were literally done in gold. They were literally done for royalty, and many of them actually were portraits of kings and queens, knights, all of these people from all these different areas of the world. So, y'all, I'm not just talking about one little podunk city somewhere that suddenly got spread idea to release a bunch of cards and the rest of the world fell for it. We're talking Germany. We're talking Italy. We're talking the world where these cards have come from. They were initially created as a gift to honor royalty and what they believed, and oftentimes that was religious, what they believed was happening or what they wanted to create. And where it gets a little hazy, cards went underground for a number of reasons, and we've seen this across the board in history. We've seen royalty, however you want to call it, those in power, decide to make a change. We've literally seen this with currency, right? No value of that currency. You had it in a bank. Now you got zero. We've seen this happen. So powers that be got this in their mind that they weren't digging it. Cards went underground, so it's really tough to even find an original. It's like a relic. It's history, right? Those cards eventually turned into offering guidance because that's what they were created to do. But this was now done, in quotes, in the underground versus otherwise. Then moving on to the 1900s, I'm jumping around here, but moving on to the 1900s, someone got their hands, a certain organization got their hands on the deck, and said, oh, wow, look at this. It kind of looks like this. And they added the ankh. And they're like, oh, wow, it kind of looks like this. And they added another symbol. And that happened for all 78 cards. And a lot of times we hear the word occult when we hear about tarot cards or scribing or even looking at tea leaves, right? And the occult means secret. And so that's where it gets a little hazy and spooky for people too, because now we hear all the static around it. No, that was the 1900s when this happened. The way the cards are intended was not to scare people, was not to replace your religious belief or your whoever you pray to, whatever you honor, whatever you do. These cards aren't meant to replace that. Your reader isn't meant to replace that, right? Just there to support for some insight. So we're going to speak more on the history of the cards, but again, just hearing some of the feedback, and y'all, we're going to talk about sometimes when you're not happy with what comes through, because I know that's a big part of it too, right? And me, wanting to care and support for you the best I know how, wants to make sure I can do everything for you, but we're going to talk about how sometimes that disconnect is still there. That being said, y'all don't forget, call in number 760-888-5700. You're listening to Talking with Tina. Look me and all the other support resources you can on New Age Guild, and you can find out more about me at ihearTarot.com. All that being said, I do believe we have a caller on standby. My love, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good.
Good. My love, would you mind sharing your name and where you're calling in from?
Sure. Rosemary from New Jersey.
Oh, my love. Well, thanks for staying up with us. What's on your mind and how can I support?
Long-term marriage relationship, if that's coming in new anytime soon.
Okay. So, Rosemary, just so I'm clear, my love, you're not in a relationship and wanting to know if one is going to open up, or you are and wanting to know if that will complete and then another one will open up.
I'm interested in one, but if that's going to be like a new relationship opening up, if that makes sense.
A little bit. So it sounds like you've got some interest. A relationship really isn't built up yet, so you're kind of wanting to know if something else is out there for you.
All right.
Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Okay. So let me just take a let me ask you this way first, and then we'll see if we need more clarity. Okay. So I'm going to be candid with you, Rosemaria, and the reason I wanted to ask what was around romantic relationship versus is it there, because is it there? Yes. Yes. But let me tell you what's around it, my love, is I'm not going to use the word fear. That's not it. But here's the deal. You are not going to give up the entire castle just if this relationship is starting. I'm seeing that you need trust and you need stability and you need long-term and all of this. Here's the deal, though. It's tough to get that when you first go out. It's tough to even see that if they say that, right? So I am getting a little bit of you stepping back and saying, okay, you can go that far and then stop. Go that far and then stop. And that's tough for you as far as relationship. I'm going to tell you this too, my love. I do see that you kind of put up with your share of crap and probably other people's crap too, pardon my language. So it almost is a little more difficult to let your space open up because it's just you've maintained it for so well for so long. I do see relationship there, my love. What I can say as far as that might support is maybe just a little bit of freedom around what that looks like. Instead of, you know, I'm not doing or putting up with XYZ, just maybe not setting that out there at first and just kind of seeing and then choosing if it surfaces that, no, that doesn't work for me, versus saying, I'm not doing this and building up a wall versus waiting to see if it's actually built up. Do you follow?
Yes.
So but I'll tell you, my love, and I know I keep saying this, but it's surfacing multiple times. I do see you as a love bug. You're coming up as the Empress. It's one of my favorite cards. That means you have a lot to give. And when you don't, you still give, right? You also come through as really strong, a lot of feminine energy. And, you know, I'm not going to tell you that you're wrong to feel hesitant because I can see why. When you are in relationships, you're going to have to start giving and taking and making some decisions too. So maybe just taking it slower and versus not feeling like you have to rush in or label anything could also support.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in, my dear.
Thank you.
Take care. So this is the all perfect questions to segue into more about the cards and how it works. And not necessarily not being crazy about your answer that comes through or answers, or even how you're feeling about it. And here's the thing. It's like when you, let's just say you walk into a room. The room is absolutely empty, right? Four walls, a ceiling, maybe a light, maybe a window if you want to get fancy, right? We'll make it a closet too, so it's a bedroom because technically you have to have a closet. So you walk in with a friend of yours and you're like, what do you think I should do? And your friend rattles off three things. None of those were on your radar, right? And so sometimes when you come to the table with a question, maybe just like what we had with Rose Maria, which is relationship going to be in my future? And often it's when, right? The cards kind of show us why we're not seeing that. And sometimes that's not our question. We're not asking, how come I can't see why a relationship isn't coming my way? We are not naturally, you know, inclined to ask what's wrong with us, right? And why am I doing something wrong? But sometimes the cards want to share with us that insight. And that's what the cards provide. Y'all, it's not judgment. It's not he's guilty, she's guilty. It's not they're going to get theirs. Because sometimes that comes up when we're hurt. And sometimes the cards will say, there's some influence, maybe of infidelity, or there's some influence of dishonesty, is usually the way it surfaces, right? The cards aren't going to judge, because ultimately the decision is up to you. So they will give you insight, characteristics, maybe a word lands with you. And the beauty of it all, you could look at it two ways. Well, you don't even know me, right? And that's maybe why my responses don't land. But the beauty of it also is, maybe I don't know you. And it does land, or it will land for you. So, you know, when you're sitting in front of someone, whether it's a psychic, a medium, you know, or even a friend, or, you know, if you're testing out the cards, or you know someone who does them for fun, or you call me and you want a reading, it's really just to give you that insight and that perspective. The rest of your own intuition, the rest of your message will land for you. That's not for me to decide for you. And that's why sometimes when y'all call and you want a yes or no answer, hey, is this going to work out? Is he going to come home? Is she going to call me? And I'll come through and I'll see a little bit of that. Yeah, it looks pretty likely. You ultimately, from that moment on, take that and decide what to do with it. Maybe you feel secure that he's going to call you, so you go because you feel like you've got control and power of the situation. Or maybe you hang out at home and he, because he's got that power of choice, flipped it all up too, right? So sometimes, again, y'all, when you feel like you're not getting a direct answer or the answer you want to hear, just being aware of what you are hearing versus what you're not hearing, sometimes that can make the difference in your perspective as well. Y'all, our call-in number is 760-888-5700. 760-888-5700. You are listening, tuned into Talking with Tina. You can find out more about me through New Age Guild and past podcasts, and you can also check me out at iheartarot.com. And, of course, just like the rest of the world, you can find me on Facebook. All that being said, I do believe we have another caller on standby. My dear, are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Who is this, my love, and where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Gina from Georgia.
Gina from Georgia, my dear. Well, thanks for calling in. What is on your mind and how can I support?
Yes, I know I spoken to you a couple of months ago, and that was about love and whatever, and you were saying something about a job or something, like a career transitioning, and so I'm still working as a contractor for a health insurance company.
Okay.
Even though it's like over a year and a half now. So what is the next step? Is like, where is the next, I don't want to say stepping stone, or the next opportunity?
Yeah, because it kind of feels like as a contractor you're in limbo. So are you asking, Gina, my love, if you're going to find something long-term permanent, or are you asking if you're going to be out of medical in general and seeing if there's something else that might move you?
That could be both, but I would say something stable and just kind of, yeah, be permanent. I would like that because I would like benefits. So, yeah.
Let me see, Gina. We're gonna ask in general just to see what wants to come through.
Okay.
I do feel like we could probably get more specific, but I know we have a few more callers on standby. But let me see what wants to come through first.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm just gonna start rattling off to you what's coming through because you probably already know this anyways. So I do get decision making around you, and two things are coming through. When I said you were. Even though you're contracted and, you know, sounds like that's a contract, it still doesn't feel permanent. And so that question mark is still kind of over your head and in the back of your thoughts. So that's not very settling, right? I do get my love that it is time for you to be recognized for what you offer in your, I mean, in your contribution and your history and your willing to give even more so. And when I say history, I mean your experience, the way you, everything about you from, you know, soup to nuts, my love.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
right.
I see that in my love, and it's not because people don't recognize that. Sometimes it's more to their advantage, and that's because they don't get you, which isn't making it okay. That's one thing. The other thing is finances, and I'm not saying that, you know, there's anything wrong with that, but feeling settled is I'm putting down roots. Now I feel like I can do X, Y, Z, and so I do see why you're feeling unsettled, even though there's so much to what you do and what you offer. So let me see. So that could be there. So let me just try to think about how to ask this for you so I can be as clear as possible. The other thing that's coming through for you, my love, is I do see opportunity there for you. So I'm going to tell you that. I see a beautiful, big, fat ace of pentacles. This is all about opportunity, right?
Okay.
I see you connecting and liking. That's important, too. Liking where you are. When you say stepping stone, that sounds really generic, and that's not what you want. I know that. I can see it. You want something that's going to fulfill you. Fill your cup. From 9 to 5 or whatever that looks like. And then you still have plenty of energy to fill your cup with romantic relationship, family, all that good stuff that you build up when you're feeling secure.
Right.
So I am saying it feels like it's about time. It's almost like these things are happening and you can't pass them up and you don't want to pass them up. So let me just tell you, my love, I do see it for you. I do see you making a transition, and I can't tell if it's a contract that you just love or if it really is that permanent job for you. It could still go either way, but I also get that it fills your cup. Like, it really moves you, and it almost feels like it's something new that you get to mold and bring all those different aspects of you, your loving nature, your specific nature, your ability for tradition, all of that good stuff, right? I do see it for you. I absolutely see it for you. Now, I always, when I say that, and see this kind of thing, I know, like, the next question is like, when is it going to happen? So let me see.
Exactly.
Let me see if they will give me, you know, time is a funny thing, and we're going to talk about that in a second. So I'm glad you asked. You know, I'm going to tell you what I see, my love. I can only tell you, I see the number 7. I see transition and movement. So I can't tell if that's moving somewhere and that's when it all comes together, or if an offer you get is a little bit of a distance away, or you've been waiting for a reason to say, nope, you know what, I'm not picking up my sticks. I'm staying right here. And it's just going to have to happen. So it could go either way, my love, but home still really surfaces for you. So I know that's not much of an answer for time. It's not. But I do see it for you. It doesn't feel like it's too distant in the future. I feel safe staying a year. Now, with that being said, are you putting out applications? Are you talking to headhunters? How is that looking?
That's pretty much it. With headhunters, putting out applications and resumes. And it just, I don't feel like if I stay in the insurance company, even though I try to put applications in or resumes in, it just, I'm overlooked. And so, I was frustrated with that, so I just left it alone. So I don't even put in the applications in that company anymore. So it's like, I think the universe just want me to be out of that company and just move somewhere.
That could, yes, and that could be exactly why I'm seeing all these cards about family. I'm seeing a 6 of cups that's all about memories. I'm seeing a Two of Cups that's all about romantic relationships. I'm seeing a Four of Wands, which is at home. But more importantly for you, I'm seeing a Chariot and a Wheel of Fortune. And those are all about nothing being defined yet. So what was coming through, my love, and I'm not sure if I shared this with you last time, but it's coming through again, in case I did, is getting not unreasonable, but maybe reaching out to, I don't want to say a school or something, but someone that could use your type of leadership and experience and relationship to teach. So I don't know if that helps, because you kind of have your, you know, you're full of all the different worlds, because insurance isn't the one thing that just makes you. There's so much more to you, and people see that, and I think sometimes they take advantage of it. Yeah, it might just be getting a little more creative, and if you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm handing my resume to a dean at a university, I have nothing to do with this, but maybe it comes together. So that's all I can really say as far as that shift. And like you said, maybe it's just time to lay it all down, and I'm yours 110%, and that's where you are, and you make that your career and build something else up in a year. So it just feels like the card is saying you can be as open as you want.
Oh, okay, because that's what I'm saying. I think, you know, when you said something about relationships being creative, I think I have an idea, but, and then when you said something about home, family, it probably lightened on. I'm being home more as far as my work, because I'm still working from home as well. And so I could be working from home or having something online or I guess in that kind of space. So maybe that's the next opportunity. Maybe I'll be still home working or, you know, something online.
Or even looking.
And
exactly.
That's great.
Despite everything that's happened, it's really opened us up to the innovations, right, of what we can, I can actually do this from home and be productive. But also what was coming through to my love is words like trainer and specialist or a specialty, and those types of words that make you too, because you could step in and own it a number of reasons. I get you connecting with the younger generation. I also get you having the respect because you've been there, done that with colleagues. And then I also see you being compassionate and talking to the people that you really are caring for at the end of the day who get forgotten. So, my love, you just take it. Yeah, take it. This looks good for you, my love. And I wish I could offer more, but all I'm getting is those words, and maybe you just pick up a thesaurus and kind of start Googling that online and, you know, looking and seeing where that stuff's going. If it moves you, of course.
Of course. Okay. So I would definitely keep that in mind and see what happens, you know. I mean, I know I have to do the work as well. It's not going to fall on my lap, so I know I have to do the work. So,
And like you said, maybe you're just feeling resistant because you're like, I don't want to wash the laundry, and that's why I make an excuse to do everything else. And sometimes that's just you telling you, no, you don't want to do that anymore. So, hopefully that gives you a little bit more insight, my love. And then catch up with me. If something starts to develop for you and you want to kind of see what influences and energy is around it, you know, I'm at I Hear Tarot. Catch up with me and we'll do a reading.
All right. Thank you so much, Tina.
All right,
have a great night.
Take care. Thanks for calling in. Thanks. You too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. So, you know, and sometimes that's how things work for us, right? And so it kind of ties back into if you're not crazy about the reading you hear, or if it doesn't feel clear to you, or if you're not totally seeing the bottom line, right? But what was interesting for Gia is that the same cards in different ways kept surfacing. Family, love, relationship, right? Just in different forms. And sometimes that's what we see in the cards too is, oh my gosh, that keeps rubbing me the wrong way. And now you're saying it too. I'm not happy with it. And it could be, again, okay, so your friends are saying it. You're saying it to yourself, but maybe not listening to yourself. And then someone else is picking it up for you. But here's the thing. The moment you shift, I'm not even saying your mindset. Y'all, I'm not saying go big. I'm going to say go easy on this one. The moment you shift that, maybe that possibility, right? Like how many of you haven't bought a lotto ticket and thought, maybe this is it? And you do a little fanfare and you kind of like, you don't want to uncover all of the numbers on it because you just want to hope for as long as you can. Maybe like Willy Wonka, for as long as you can, seeing if maybe you are that winner, even though you know in your heart of hearts the odds of you winning are probably pretty slim. But if you just take that same possibility when you're scratching off or when you're plugging in your numbers to what your question is, sometimes that's all it takes, because then that is going to move everything, right? And again, that's not for me to choose. That's not for any reader to choose for you. That's just to sit with you and you decide on that. So sometimes when you have more than one question, and a lot of times, y'all, it ties in. Family doesn't stop at family. Relationship doesn't just stop at relationship. A romantic relationship, past or future, doesn't just stop and begin. It just doesn't work that way, right? And we know that in our heart of hearts. But sometimes when we come to the table, that's how we set it out. Here's the family, 2 feet over. Here's my romantic relationship, and 2 more feet over. Here is my career or something else. I don't know what it is, but I know it's something, right? And so maybe it's just if we're looking, you know, and what's coming through for you, you're like, wow, I'm really seeing a lot of focus on my family. Maybe I, just like Gina, maybe I don't want to be away. Maybe I don't want to keep traveling that path. And then our fears go into, but I can't let my family down, X, Y, Z. But at least there's a little bit of clarity. And then we can take our eyes off of the entire table and focus it on one. And so sometimes, y'all, it's not, you know, sunshine and roses what you're looking at, right? And sometimes there's fear. Sometimes there's uncertainty. To question and to be vulnerable is a big deal. And no matter who you are, no matter what you do, I've you know, had the same question posed to me in so many different ways. And I feel that same uncertainty for you, too. I feel that fear of maybe this isn't the right path for them. But I can only share with you what comes through. It's not mine to choose. And maybe you take that slight change in perspective, and everything changes. But then it's your choice. You know, we always ask about fate. It's still yours. That's why nothing is written in stone. Maybe in your heart of hearts, if you really want that person to come home, and you've been bickering all night, you really want them to come home, whether it's a romantic relationship, child, ex, maybe a friend, maybe that's enough light in the world for it to happen. Our call number is 760-888-5700, 760-888-5700. You are listening to Talking with Tina. Check me out at New Age Guild, a lot of awesome resources. You can find me on social media at iHearTarot or iHearTarot.com. That being said, I do believe we have another caller on standby. My love, are you there?
Hello. Hello. Hey, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for holding.
Oh, it's not a problem at all. It's always great listening to other people's get messages. You know, sometimes they resonate. My name is Tim.
Yes.
I'm calling from New York.
Is it Tim or Jim?
Tim. T is in Tom. T is in Tom. I am
Tim. My dear, thanks so much for calling in. What's on your mind?
Oh, it's nothing much. I'm just wondering if you had any messages from spirit or advice from me. Just bringing in some abundance, like a new job and new things. Mm-hmm. I've been setting intentions when I go to sleep at night, doing a little 10 to 15 minute meditation, asking for my guides to come in, just imagining colors coming down my chakras and asking my spirit guides to help me out however they see fit. If there's any messages or tips you could give me, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, let's see, my love. So a couple of things are coming through for you as you were sharing. I'm going to call it your awareness. Bringing in, asking for, being grateful for. I see a lot of work. I see a lot of effort around you. I see a lot of experience, education around you, my dear. You're equipped, my dear. It almost feels like what the cards are saying is maybe you've got it all right now. I'm not telling you to step back from everything that you're doing, but I am seeing that you have put in some real time and openness to what it is you're learning. Now, I'm going to get a little more specific with you, Tim. As far as, I'm not sure if you said relationship or if I was just hearing that for you. Is there anything there in particular that's kind of out of sorts that you're wanting to straighten out? A career, like I said, it doesn't have to be a relationship. For some reason, that was coming through.
I'm sorry, did you say if anything out of sorts per se?
Yes. Like, is there any area of your life where you're just kind of wanting to know if well, I can tell you what's, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that. I was calling mostly focusing on the career path, the relationship stuff I'm working on with my significant other.
Okay. So I'm going to let me look at career for you. And the reason I asked about relationship, and thank you for sharing that, is I'm seeing a seven of cups, my love. And I'm not sure if you read, but I always like sharing the cards so you can look it up. There's a lot of options there. It doesn't have to be defined one way, but I do see, when you said we're working through it, I do see accomplishment there. So as far as career goes, my love, I do, let me see the words they're trying to use for you. I see abundance there, but I also see a shift in it. And it almost feels like a shift in what you're going to do entirely. So I don't know if that means, you know, picking up a different business or starting out something on the side. But I do get creativity and passion around you. And if you are taking a different direction, your cards are saying don't forget that part. Don't get stuck in the suit and tie and the check at the, you know, at the end of the day. There's still a lot of that creativity and passion around you. That is just you. And you. So for some reason, they're bringing that up for you.
Okay.
Just saying that, and it feels like a lot of experience around you too. So, yeah, I can tell you, you'll know what isn't going to work for you. And if you're already kind of knowing what's not working, then you got to trust that and either, you know, put a variable on it or just put it to the side for now.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but otherwise, my love, it, you know, the first thing I said was, yeah, you're tuned in, tapped in, and can kind of shift that energy now, they're saying, to see what's really going to work for you.
Okay.
It might even be something new. It might even be something new, so it's always kind of scary, but yeah, so hopefully that supports my love. I know that was kind of broad, but it feels like they're coming back and doing the age old, well, what do you want to do? In a perfect world, how do you want it to look? And you're like, I don't know. So that could be part of what's surfacing for you too, is that first response and what, and then maybe building on that.
Okay, yeah, because that's pretty much how it is. I'm doing the work, but I'm like, I'm not exactly sure. But I'll try anything. So I'll.
And when you say doing the work, my love, you mean that awareness, like you said, the
yes,
meditation.
That awareness.
Okay, yeah, you got that going on, my love. You come through as a magician. So that is like ultimately, you know, showing you that you are equipped. Now you just have to be put in that situation. And then you can turn it on when you need to. But it, like I said, might be a shift and now kind of doing it more so like the brick and mortar, the actual work versus the awareness, because you definitely have that.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you so very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah. I love. Thanks for calling in. You take care.
Sure.
Sometimes, again, just a beautiful segue. Y'all, if I haven't mentioned it, our call-in number is 760-888-5700. You can find me at ihearatarot.com. Love sharing with y'all more insight, awareness to the history of the cards. I love explaining things, educating, because it is kind of unknown, and I don't like the cards to get a bad rap. And I like you to feel secure in your questions and the response you get, right? So you can find me. I'm looking to expand my website and bring more to the table, ideally training. But we'll focus on you for tonight. 760-888-5700. 760-888-5700. So the way I explain the cards is almost like, and you've heard me throughout the evening and past shows, is we're like putting it together. And I can't remember the name of the painting. Remember they were so popular back, I think, in the 90s, or it's like a print. You saw them all the time at the mall, and you had to like step back, and like I guess the vision or the picture came out as 3D, and you could be standing there for like 20 minutes at the mall with your wife and kids or with whoever, and you're like, oh my God, I want to get out of here, but I can't leave until I know what's on this print. And then the person next to you would be like, oh, it's XYZ. And they'd give you the whole metaphorical, you know, study behind it, and you're still not seeing it. So that's how sometimes the cards are, is when it lands and you see everything. And sometimes when it doesn't necessarily land right away, it doesn't mean it's not for you. It doesn't mean you're never going to get your answer. It doesn't mean it's all a sham. It just means there's more to find, right? More questions to ask, or sometimes less questions to ask. And in Tim's case, the first thing that came through was, you got it going on. You, like, by the book, you're doing everything the right way, right? And that's not me judging. That's just what was coming through. And then what the cards were saying was, now take all that, put it aside. You are mastered in there. You'll be able to bring it back as a tool later. Let's focus on this. And that's where it gets scary. Something different. So just knowing that, if the answer you get poses another question for you, that's moving something, right? Because the first question that, almost all the time, the first question that you ask is not ultimately the answer that you want to find out about, right? Because when we ask about career, that's a huge question. I'm not dismissing it because I ask myself every day. But it's also, am I going to be happy? Will it be enough? Will I save up? Can I get the shoes I want? Can I go on that trip? All of that stuff turns into a totally different question. But we lead off with, am I going to get this gig? And maybe we're just not feeling good about it, right? And that happens too. So you got to go easy on yourself when you ask questions. You got to go easy on the answer that you get back, because that's being easy on yourself, if that makes sense. 760-888-5700. 760-5700. Call in with your question. Trust yourself, right? Love the internet. We are a voice on the radio. No one is going to stop and be like, oh my God, I heard you on the radio. And if they did, they'd be pretty amazing. So trust yourself, trust your question. 760-888-5700. I do believe we have another caller on standby. My love, are you there?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome, my dear. What's your name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, Debbie from Louisiana.
Oh, Debbie. My love, well, thanks for holding and staying tuned in. What's on your mind and how can I support?
My job, I have been looking, but I haven't seen anything I really, you know, would make me excited. But I feel like something's going on with the company. Like, they're changing the structure, and I kind of feel that they may try to get rid of us and hire different people. And I'm wondering if I'm paranoid or is this true?
So you're kind of sensing a restructuring, so to speak, and that's almost like a carte blanche to really shake things down, which is
right.
You know, you know, it's coming through for you, my love, Debbie. It's like you, I don't know if you've been there a long time, but you feel like you've been there long enough to where you can feel the rumblings before they even happen.
Yes.
So,
okay. 4 years.
So there's, and you know the right people, and you know, you're pretty tuned in, my love. So let me see. So there is something to that. I'm going to tell you that before I flip the cards, but let me see.
Okay.
I know what you're asking, but I don't want to limit it to one thing or another. So I'm just going to, it's a good question, my love. I just want to make sure I'm offering the most support by looking at
the
different
aspects. It's like I
want to
go, but I want to go when I find something I like, not, you know.
Of course. Right. You would have wanted
to. I'm like, come on, universe.
Yeah, definitely. So, okay. Okay, so this is interesting, Debbie, my love. Now, you know, I'm sure you've heard me shuffling the cards as I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
I usually read my cards right side up. And the reason I do that is because when I see something upside down, I know there's even more to it because I shuffle the same way. So I do get, my love, that there is something shaken down. I'm not going to use the word restructuring, but I do sense some shift. But here's the thing. It almost feels, and this could be what you're picking up too, because you're not seeing anything happen, but you're feeling like it, but you're not seeing it happen. And that's because it feels like there's either a question as to what to do, like, do we do IPO? Don't we? Well, if we do IPO, then we have to go through all this stuff for a whole year. You know, all that could be happening. That's an example. So it could be that, but nothing has really landed to take any real action, and certainly nothing to share it with y'all, create all this chaos or uncertainty. So for you, my love, what I can tell you about that, about your career is keep, you know, your ears perked like you are, and it feels like you're talking to the right people and connecting the dots the right way. It feels like, though, if there is going to be a significant shift, it's going to have to be, like I said, significant enough that you're really going to start to see some action. So when you're like, okay, now I know something's going on, then
okay.
It feels like you're going to be probably picking up on that still before others do. And then as far as you go in career, my love, I am getting a transition. And for you, I'm getting a lot of I don't know. And I can't tell if I don't know for you means I don't know when, like you just said, or if it means I don't know if I'm going to stick with this, or if it means I just don't know what I'm going to do, period. Or I don't know if I can even sit looking and create that in my world. You know, you don't want to create something like that by looking or word gets out. So it does feel like you're a little stuck, which is, again, why you can see more and feel more. I do get, though, for you, I know this is going to sound a little general when I say this, my love. I do get it being okay. You're coming up with a beautiful death card, which is all about transition. High priestess, which is all about you knowing yourself inside and out and also where you are and what you do. But I'm getting this hanged man, which turns into the sun and to the star and to the fool, which is all new beginnings, and you just go for it. So it might be, my love, that you just get to ride this out for a little bit longer, and that answer is going to come to you with clarity when you really feel like you have to make it.
Okay.
So it's tough to say, hey, pack your bag, and the first question you're going to say is, where am I going? Do I pack a swimsuit or do I pack, you know, snowshoes? So it could be that it's going to have to be just a little bit longer. Until you start to see some real action. I know, I'm sorry. But you'll see some real action, and then you can take some real action. So it's going to be a little back and forth for a little bit, my love, unless you decide to kind of stretch, or even just for your sake of sanity, making your own resume and just kind of doodle around at home. Sometimes that's enough to kind of clear that space. But And here's the thing, too, and I'll tell you this, my love. This was also coming through. It could be that when I see all this change for you, all this, and the star is also what you want, right? It could be that this transition and shakedown, you come in a completely different role. And I don't know if you want to stay with where you are right now, but it could be, my love, that there's a lot more to be had for your story there, and that maybe not for others, but it turns into something more for you.
I thought that too, like I could stay, and the lady above my manager, like, she loves me, you know, she just absolutely loves me, but it's a transition because before they didn't until she came about a year ago. She's like above my manager, but the guy above her doesn't really, I don't know, he's so far removed, you know, he only heard what the negative girl said about me, so I mean, she would want me to stay, I know she would, but it changes daily. We do it one way and then change it. And I'm just, it's like a roller coaster. I don't like it.
I know. I get that. When you're just speaking about your manager, your direct manager, I do see that. And part of my love, and I'm not making excuses, of course, but part of it is, you know, that's clear to see this negative talk that, you know, he heard or that whatever that influence was. But I also get for you that you've already ridden that and you can just put it away. Like I know you're kind of feeling the sting from it still, but I don't even get that huge feeling that way anymore.
Oh, that's awesome. So,
yeah, no, it is.
Wow.
And I want you to know that because, that's not a part of your story there anymore. And so that could be a little bit of weight off for you. So you'll know, Mom, you're going to start to show the grumblings. You know the right people. You talk to the right, and you're just great. You're not trying to get a leg up. You're just a good person talking to good people. So,
okay.
Keep listening a little bit and keep your ears perked. Like I said, you'll start picking it up really when it's time to take action. And then I know that's not the answer you want to hear, but that's what I'm seeing. Ultimately, it's good stuff, my love. Just I can't tell you anymore right now because I'm not seeing it. But I do see it.
Okay.
My love, you take care. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye. So, and you know, that's the beauty of the cards, right? And, you know, when we talk again, we'll talk about the major arcana, the minor arcana. You know, I know I rattle all these cards off as I'm sharing with you because it gives you the opportunity to look this card up, you know, when you've got time, see what moves you. Sometimes if you do a reading, and this could even if you do a reading online, if you do, a reading through me, if you're seeing those same cards surface, sometimes that's also telling you that shift isn't happening if you wanted to, or that security is there if that's what you want it to be. But today we've seen a lot of people's honest integrity, character, and even if you feel like you're not being the truest you, your heart of hearts still shines, right? So just keeping that in mind, my love, that's why I share these cards with you, because it gives you more insight to where you are right now. Like I said, it's not your story forever. It's just some insight to what's going on right now. Y'all, 760-888-2. You know what? We're going to move past that. Catch up with me at ihearatarot.com. join my mailing list. That way when I do promos, you're on it. I can shoot it out to you. You have a better idea of how I read. Thank y'all so much for joining, for being present, for holding the space.